Hello again and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Cough in the Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I'm not going to be as long with you because I sort of want to bring forth a point that I feel is very powerful in this season that many of you are dealing with. If not all, not everybody in life will actually deal with challenges, and that's what we're going to talk about for a minute, is how to deal with challenges. You know, because whether they're good challenges or bad challenges, we have to realize there's parts of us that God has already initiated inside of our spirit that needs to be awakened in the time frames in which God will awaken us when He says, now that needs to be awakened for that challenge, or that needs to be awakened for that situation, or that circumstance. And because of that, we have to realize when a challenge comes upon us, and most challenges are going to be a little bit, I don't want to use the word negative, but most challenges are going to be something that we feel are beyond our natural scope, or our natural way of doing it, or our own self, our own strength, that do I have what it takes to do this challenge, to take on this challenge? Do I have what it takes? And a lot of times, what I felt in my spirit, even for this year of 2014, is the challenges are going to be even for beliefs. You know, I think a lot of times when we have challenges, we're scared to take on the challenge of even what we believe, because we set it into stone in our hearts and say, that's just the truth, that's reality. Why? Why is it truth? Why is it, you know, it's reality because you thought it. Thoughts become things. But just because it's your reality doesn't make it truth. And what basically that means is it's time to take on the challenge of your life, of your belief system, of everything that you have been involved in, simply because of the fact that a challenge is not something that you can't overcome. A challenge is something you have the ability to overcome. You know, one thing that the Lord told me years ago is anytime that you see something that I'll call it that God dangles before you, anytime that something has been brought into your awareness, and hear me out for a moment, anytime something has been brought into your now moment or your awareness, always remember it's been sent to you for you to see it or to hear it, because all things work out together for the good of those who love the Lord, for one. But for another, God says, well, your footsteps are ordered by Him. So that footstep of that process of that thing, that circumstance, that situation, or just the thought of a passing by person that mentioned something, all of this has been brought to your attention, to your awareness for a reason. Most people don't think about that. But if our footsteps are ordered by God, that means that it's been brought to my awareness, my attention, because God wants me to challenge it, in the sense of challenge does not, and here's the problem most people don't understand. When you're challenged with a belief or challenged with a doctrine or challenged with something, you know, especially with today in the country with things shifting, things changing, things developing, old things, old patterns and habits are gone away, doing without, and then all of a sudden new patterns begin to emerge. When that begins to happen, don't be afraid. Most people are afraid when a challenge approaches them, because they feel that they can't conquer it. They feel as if it's too big for me and I don't know a lot about that subject. Let me tell you something. When a challenge approaches you, always learn about it. You know, most people are so quick to cast down the imagination, cast down this, cast down that. What that means is when you cast down an imagination that you know in reality has already been brought to your attention in the fullness thereof, of the definition that it is totally not of God, which means you've researched it out, you have brought it to your attention, you've brought it to the Holy Spirit's attention, you've brought it to the attention of the Word, you've brought it to the attention of your reality to say and to understand, this is what it's trying to say, this is it in its fullness, so now I can quote unquote cast it down. See, most people don't realize when something's been brought to your imagination, that means God really, you know, let's put it this way, if something's brought to your imagination, if you cast it down so quickly because you don't understand it, or you've always heard that it's wrong, or you've been taught that it's wrong, or you've been taught that it's not biblical, or whatever, let me tell you something. What happens if God brings you a revelation that is of Him, and God's trying to get through your hard-headed, you know, your hard heart, or your head that's hard, so to say, and He's been trying to speak to you about revelation, and the Holy Spirit's sitting here trying to woo you and trying to bring it to your attention? See, things approach you through your imagination and your mind. That's what it deals with mindsets. Things approach you in your imagination, and that's how God speaks to you. You know, unless God comes and stands before you, which we read in the New Testament a whole lot, and today that He doesn't do a whole lot of, He's going to stand in a natural body in front of you and speak to you in a natural audible voice. Now, can God do that? Has God done that before? Absolutely. God can do whatever He wants to. We've seen the supernatural. We've seen the miraculous. But most of the time, God speaks to us in our conscious mind, in our imagination. That's how revelation comes in. That's how bad thoughts come in. man, the good, the bad, the ugly. But if we constantly cast down an imagination to say, oh, that's not of God because I've been taught better, or I don't see it, or whatever, then guess what happens? You can deceive yourself, because if you don't take a look at it and dissect it and define it in that challenged moment, then guess what's going to happen? Then God can never break through to you in any fresh revelation or anything in your life. And do you know why? Simply because of the fact that that's how God speaks to us. And just because you don't know anything about a subject doesn't mean you have to cast it down. So always remember that when you hear something, and the biggest challenge this hour is the challenge of our doctrine, challenge of our faith, challenge of our belief system, challenge of things that we feel as if in the world is changing around us. Instead of throwing it to the curb and casting it to the dogs, what if we took a deep, hard look and say, I'm going to accept the challenge this season. I want to accept the challenge to learn more about it, to read about more. Here's one thing that people don't realize is when you're dealing with the Word of God, don't believe the Word of God at face value. Now, don't think I'm a heretic when I say that. Because of the fact we have so many translations, we have so many interpretations, so many people's opinions, what I tell people is this. When you read a scripture, go look it up in the Hebrew and Greek. I mean, go look in the original Aramaic if you have to. Find out what a word means before you cast it down. Because you know what? Challenges are good for you. Challenges are healthy for us. You know, the Bible says to run the race, fight the good fight of faith. You know what that means? It means it's a challenge for you. Your faith is going to be full of challenges. Take it on. That's how you strengthen your faith. Take it on. If we cast down challenges, then what we're doing is we're constantly giving up, and there's nothing new under the sun for us, so to say. We're never going to learn anything fresh and new and different. There will never be any fresh revelation to us, because God will already, you know, check us off to say, you're just hard-headed. I can't speak to you about anything new. And what is, especially for the charismatic move, what are we notorious for? Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. God's going to do a new thing. God's going to do a new thing. Well, guess what? God can't do a new thing, and you can speak about it till the cows come home, but He can't get through your head about doing a new thing unless you're willing to take on the challenge to say, let me not cast it out so quickly, but let me take this imagination, take this thought, take this challenge, and let me dissect it. Let me have an open mind about it, dissect it, read what the scripture says from the Hebrew and Greek, not just for face value. You know, I could tell you right now numerous amounts of words in the Bible, because I know the Greek and Hebrew. I could tell you numerous amounts of words in the Bible and tell you, you think this is what this means? Guess what? I can tell you the original language and the original word and tell you what it does not mean. You know, you can read in certain scriptures where it says, you know, the word perish, for example. People relate the word perish in John 3:16 and other scriptures to automatically mean and represent hell. Well, guess what? The word perish means perish. It doesn't mean hell. It means perish. Well, guess what? The same word is translated, I think it's apokalumi, which actually means the same word as without a vision, the people perish. Does that mean that if you don't have a vision for your life, you're going to go to hell? No. If that's the case, guess what? There's no hope for any of us, is there not? Is that not true? So you see, we have to understand that we've been taught so long about certain words. There's other words in the Bible from Romans, you know, the people that won't inherit the kingdom of God, and other words that we look at and we say, oh, this is what this word says, and this is how it reads, so we just check it off as being truth. We don't stop to understand these are man's interpretations, and we've got to take on the challenge to see these words in the Greek and the Hebrew and the Aramaic, to see what these words really mean. And instead of just taking it because he said, she said, pastor said, well, so-and-so's an anointed person. Let me tell you something. Anointed people miss it all the time. That's what makes us human. That's what makes us at a place where we're still in need of God. If we're anointed and yet we have everything right, then I have no need of God. I'm already at the place called there. So this hour, take on the challenge. Don't be afraid. You know, this is the main thing. Don't be afraid of the unknown. The unknown is there for you to discover. If God wanted us to know everything there is, He would have created us out of our mother's womb to say, hey, guess what? 6 times 6 is 36. 7 times 3 is 21. Been there, done that. Know that. You know, if He wanted us to understand the concept of that, 2, you know, divided by 10 is 5. If God wanted us to understand everything under the sun, we could have been born with the mind of Christ in the sense sense of already knowing everything. But he didn't do that. You know why? Because he wanted us to be learners. He wanted us to be those people who could be educated and be humble enough to want to be educated and be humble enough to take on a challenge. So challenges of life are healthy for us. Don't look at everything and automatically count it as being wrong or bad simply because you don't know anything about the subject. And just because, here's the main thing I want to teach people today. We have thousands of listeners, and I would love it if each one of you took this to heart. Just because something is popular in the Christian world, just because something's popular in the Muslim world, just because something's popular in the Hindu world, just because something's popular within the country, or just because something's popular in the charismatic move or the Baptist move, whatever you want to call it move, just because it's popular doesn't mean it's always right. And what we normally do, especially as Christians, what we normally do is we take things and we say, oh no, but the church believes this. No, hold on. You know, I thought God was doing a new thing this hour. You know, if that's the case, then let's go back to when the Catholics crucified and killed people because they weren't Christians. There was a season where the Catholics, way back in the day, of course, not now, but way back in the day, where if you weren't a Christian and you weren't part of the Catholic Church, you were killed. And guess what? They thought they were right. And guess what? The consensus was it was the popular theme. It was a popular thing. It was what the Catholic Church believed as a whole. So did that make it right? Absolutely not. So just because something's popular in the church today doesn't mean it's right, or doesn't mean they have the truth, you know, on the whole market thing of what God is really trying to say in the earth. So today, don't be afraid of a challenge. Dissect something. Be a learner. Be an educator. And remember the famous words that we all know from the scripture. Ask and it shall be given. Seek. Seek. What does seek mean? Seek means to look hard, to dissect, to break open. Be like the Bereans today. The Bereans in the book of Acts were educated people. They took things. They dissected things. They didn't just take it because a popular pastor was passing through town and that's what this major evangelist said and they just took it to heart. No. They taught and they learned and they educated themselves. So today, be a person that loves challenges. And just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it's not truth. Just because you think you know it's popular doesn't mean it's always the truth. Remember, what one person perceives as being truth doesn't mean it's your truth. Just because you feel as if, oh, this is truth, somebody's going to come around one day, because it happens to all of us, somebody's going to come around one day and say, hey, you know that scripture that you've been talking about for so many years that you say this is what it really means? Let me tell you what God showed me. And guess what? Your whole paradigm of your mindset will say, wow, out of all the years I've taught that scripture, I've never seen it that way. And guess what happens? It doesn't mean the truth you had before is wrong. It means your truth has been added to bring forth a more of an awakening of that truth to you. So guess what? Don't be so quick to say this is the truth. Your truth will always expand. Your truth will always change. And it's perfectly normal. Because that's why God says, hey, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. And knock and watch that door be open to you today. So today, I want to leave you with this. Take the challenge. Take the challenge. Challenge what you believe. Challenge what's popular. Challenge what's not popular. Challenge the truths as you know, and challenge the things that you've been scared to want to learn today. It will set you free in so many different areas. You'll find yourself at a place where you'll get to know more about who God is to you, because you're learning more about Him by the things He wants to lead you to read, lead you to listen to, and lead you to understand. And therefore, you leave. You know, the Bible talks about don't lean to the arm of the flesh. You know what that means? Don't be so quick to hear what all the people around you that are flesh and blood are saying to you. It doesn't mean that's always true. And just because somebody and your pastor, and you know what? I love my pastor, but my pastor doesn't have all the truth. I have to be a Berean on my own, a learner of my own, and help teach and educate my own self with the help of Greek and Aramaic and understanding, you know, and taking a deep breath. And sometimes sometimes as charismatics, and especially in the church, we hear the word being open-minded, and we say, oh, don't be open-minded. That'll lead you down a wrong path. No, it won't. Being open-minded means this. Did you know that every one of you right now that are listening to me had to be open-minded when someone approached you with the gospel? Think about it. Can you imagine the first time you ever heard that this man died on a cross for you and he went into the tomb and he was there for 3 days, resurrected with power and strength, went down to hell, grabbed a hold of those who were in captivity and led them captive and all this other stuff, and he died for you and died for the sins of the world. And guess what happened? If you had not been open-minded, guess what will happen? You'd have never received Him. You would have never understood the power of the Scripture. Being open-minded saved you, did it not? Being open-minded caused the Holy Spirit to get into the openness of your mind to say, now let me woo you, let me convince you, let me show you some truth. And so understanding that concept, being open-minded is a powerful, great thing. Don't be afraid you're going to be left, you know, you're going to be led to deception. If you're afraid you're going to be led to deception, you're going to be led to deception. Your fear will take you over like it did with Job. He said, the greatest thing I feared came upon me. Your fear of the unknown will take you over, and you will go down the wrong path. But take a challenge today to say, I'm led by the Spirit, the Bible says. My footsteps are already ordered by God. Then guess what? That throws out fear right there and say, God, bring it on. Bring it on, God. I'm open-minded. I want to know things I've never heard before. And if my views that I feel have been so concrete in my life for 20 years, 30 years, or 5 years, or 1 year, God, bring it on. I want to be fluid. I want to be like water that flows to where I don't have anything, so to say, established. You know, most people are so proud that they have been established in their beliefs for 20 years and 30 years. And I want somebody to say, really, I would be proud of the fact that my views and my doctrines and my beliefs and my the system of my quote-unquote religious feel of my beliefs have never changed. I would feel ashamed to say that. I wouldn't be proud of it. I want to be like fluid. I want God to be like fluid in me, to say, Father, change me constantly. Let my viewpoints constantly flow in and out of a freshness, of a newness, of a way of expansion. Because guess what? If you think you know God, let me tell you something. If you can actually know God, then you know what? Then God is actually not as big as I thought it was. God will always, always, always be teaching you more about who He is, what He likes, what He doesn't like, you know. And guess what? I always tell myself this: I know everything, and yet I also know absolutely nothing. And that's why, for me as a minister, I've come to the place to tell people, guess what? I know it all. But then on the other hand, though, I know absolutely nothing, because I'm constantly learning, and I'm constantly growing, and I'm constantly going to take the challenge on to say, I don't care what the church has told me about this subject or that subject. I want to know it for myself. Learn today to be like Peter. Walk away with this. Learn to be like Peter. And Peter did this. You know what Peter did? Peter said, look, I don't want to know what flesh and blood tells me. You know, I want to know you for myself, God. And what did Jesus say? Hey, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. And can I tell you something? That's the greatest honor. Because I don't care what everybody else believes. That doesn't make it popular. Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's for me, or doesn't mean it's actually truth. What I want to do is I want to be what, like Thomas. People say he's doubting Thomas. Guess what? Learn to be more like doubting Thomas. Because Thomas, guess what? He says, I don't want to believe what everybody else tells me. I want to feel for myself. I want to feel the nail prints in his hands for myself. I want to feel that wound in his side for myself. Learn to be like that, church. Learn to be like that. Don't be a cult follower. You know, people don't realize in church we have too many people that are cult followers. They just follow the popular, they follow the movement, and if some prophet says it, that means it's truth, and they run with it. I don't want to be that. I want to go against the grain. I want to go against the flow. I want to say, God, I want to know you intimately for myself. You teach me. You train me. And if it means I have to read other books to find out information about it, so be it. It means if I have to learn of people outside of my own camp to know more about the subject, so be it. Don't be afraid, church. Take on the challenge today. That way you can look back and say, you know what? It's not the fact that I did it my way. It's the fact that I was taught from the source that means more to me, from the divine, from the Christ mind. And I learned from my Father, and He taught me what this means. He led me to the sources I need to read and follow up on, and change my paradigm and begin to teach me. That's what we want to be. We want to be people like the Bereans. So today, walk away with that. Take on a challenge today and say, I'm going to learn more about it today. God bless each one of you. Let me also share this with you real quick as we close. And that is, today, go to our website, identitynetwork.net. I just came out with two brand new books I want to get in your hands today. I've already had over 25 people comment and tell us and contact our office and say, I have to tell you, I'm completely changed. This set me free. And that is this. I wrote two books that are different from each other, but guess what? They'll speak life to both of you. One of them deals with wholeness, which is called the, and it says wholeness. wholeness, subtitle, The Mystery of Healing in the Bible. I don't talk about your general scriptures of by his stripes we're healed. Those, we pretty much we know that. But I talk about scriptures you've never heard before and you've never entertained that deal with wholeness. And can I tell you something? It's working for me. And you know what I can tell you from my experience is if it's my reality, guess what? It can be your reality too. This is not just about faith. It's about the experience of what you're living out now. I want to learn from people who are living it out now, not just believing by faith. That's great. But I want to hear from that it's actually working for them now. Get my book today. We have it on sale. Wholeness, the Secret of Healing in the Bible. You can order it on book and ebook from Identity Network. Ebooks you'll get automatically. Books will ship out to you today. The other book I have out, that this is the one that so many people have just said it's worked for them. I sold it in my life coaching sessions recently, and yet people are already opening up businesses. They're successful. They're making money. And it's not just about making money. It's about being who you're called to be in your life. And that is, you were born. The book is called this. You were born to be an entrepreneur. You're born to be an entrepreneur. We have it in book form and in ebook form. Get a copy of it today. You don't realize. It's great that you're spiritual. It's great that you're having visitations and manifestations. Praise God for that. But can I tell you something? The Bible says we're supposed to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth, on this earth as is in heaven. So guess what? Your success in heaven is wonderful. But if it's not being manifested here on earth, it means absolutely nothing to the kingdom of God. Your job is to manifest it in your reality. Don't just go by faith and say, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. Manifest it. Learn how to manifest it. And my book will teach you how to manifest it here on earth. You're called and you were born to be an entrepreneur. Everyone has the co-creatorship authority working inside of him. I call it this. I call it creatorhood, because we call the priesthood, or for those who are in the council, those who are priests, creatorhood is those who are also creators, and that includes me and you. You are in the fellowship of the creatorhood. So guess what? You were born to rock. You were born to roll. You were born to create, and you were born to establish. You were born to manifest, and you were born to sustain, and you were born to maintain. You were born to create, and you were born to what? Bring forth the kingdom in this reality. Get the book today. You are born to be an entrepreneur. I will teach you and train you from that one and many other resources on CDs and MP3s I just put out recently on business that deals with how to be an entrepreneur, how to open up your online business, how to make money fast from the internet, how to sell things. And those CDs I can also talk to you about when you purchase the book as well. You can call my office if you want to know more about the CDs on top of the book. Then you know what? You need to order them, because it's time for you to be successful. Quit working for somebody else. If you're working for somebody else and God's called you to, you stay in that vein. You're the reason why all of us are having the opportunity to be entrepreneurs, because you are being an entrepreneur within the corporation in which you're currently and presently working for. But if you're called to come out from among them, quote unquote, and be separate, which basically means if you're called to come out from among the world, I mean the system of working for somebody, because you just feel, you know what, I love doing what I'm doing, but I know I'm called to be an entrepreneur. Guess what? That can manifest in a business. It can manifest in a ministry. It can manifest in you just learning how to take on your lifestyle and be the head and not the tail of your own lifestyle. That's an entrepreneur as well. So it doesn't just mean a business. Take the challenge today. Order my book, and I'll tell you about those CDs as you call into our office. Just say, can you tell me about the CDs on business as well? And I want to get those CDs or MP3s when I order the book or the ebook on being born to be an entrepreneur. So get those today. Also, get the book on wholeness, The Mystery of the Healing of the Bible. You will love it. Call my office right now, 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. God bless you. We want to hear from you today. Get these books in your hands. If you tell us you heard it from the broadcast and you want it autographed, I'll autograph it for you. If not, you won't get it autographed. So just remember, you have not because you ask not. Have a great and glorious day today.